Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
Alex Trebek is back to work on Jeopardy following treatment for pancreatic cancer. He posted a video update. Here's the audio from it.
It's another day at the office for me. I've gone through a lot of chemotherapy, and thankfully that is now over. I'm on the mend, and that's all I can hope for right now. Let me tell you, it's going to be a good year.
He is a Canadian treasure, and I couldn't be happier.
And, like, I just want to hear that voice for as long as possible. It's so soothing and friendly.
Lindsay Lohan has new music out. Have you heard it yet?
Lindsay Lohan has a new single?
Yeah. It's called Xanax.
No, it is not.
It is.
I need to hear it.
It's actually good.
No. Yeah. You know, Rumors was pretty good.
I thought it was going to be terrible. Here it is. I'll just play a little bit of it for you, but it's, I think, pretty good.
I know why you like it.
Why?
Because it sounds like she smoked a pack of cigarettes before she got in the studio. And, like, I'm not even saying that that's a bad thing. It's got that, like, sexy raspiness to it.
And I'm a big fan of
and
that.
And you love that.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out why I was so attracted to just, like, this specific group of ladies that were all, like, very different from each other. And then I realized they all had that smoker's voice.
Yep.
Like, Kirstie Alley's one of my biggest crushes.
Sophia Bush.
Yeah.
And then now Lindsay Lohan. Wow. She should have gotten the role as the Little Mermaid.
I think I'd actually have a chance with two out of three of those.
Turn on the power.
Are you a hypocrite? We all are in a certain way. You're probably a terrible parker, but you judge people when you roll up to a parking lot and someone parked crooked.
Yeah, you always complain about people not washing countertops, but you leave the messiest kitchen out of anyone I've ever lived with.
Correct. And I'm really picky when it comes to picking things up and cleaning rooms, but if you've ever seen my bedroom, it is just clothes everywhere.
Yeah, you make fun of my car quite a bit. I leave it fairly messy, but you're disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, you're a disgusting human.
Women are gross. Brooke texted in saying, I'm a hypocrite. At the gym, I will judge someone who's on their phone while using a machine. Meanwhile, I am standing there texting a friend, complaining about it. I love that. Oh, good.
780-784-7107. What do you got?
So I've got kind of a funny thing. I don't know if this works with what you're talking about, but, you know, whenever I'm driving, I think the people on bicycles are the worst, right? Just the worst. I think it should be illegal. But then when I ride a bike, I feel the same thing about people driving around me, right? Honestly, I feel like, you know, like everybody's an asshole and it's, you know, it can't be just me. And so I think that kind of works with what you're saying.
Absolutely. Totally. That works. What's your name?
My name's Robert.
Robert the hypocrite.
Yep.
Call the show anytime.
Appreciate it.
Sweet. Take it easy, man.
Keep up the all right work, guys.
Thank you.
Keep up the all right work. I just love that.
Right now, we're reminiscing about places, establishments, bars that have shut down here in Edmonton that you just miss and you were so upset when they shut it down. Maybe you were a regular there. And I said that I think I have the number one answer on the board. This after Forever 21 is potentially going bankrupt and could shut down.
See, I think the bar that I'm going to say will bring back the feels more than the bar you're going to say.
No, I think you're wrong. Quick poll on the text line.
And we'll put it on Twitter, too. Okay. What bar do you miss more?
My answer is Ezzy's. Tuesday night, Ezzy's. The draft night. The dance floor. Red High Heels by Kelly Pickler. I was out there doing cartwheels.
That was Northwest, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Just on Kingsway there. Kingsway Drive or whatever.
Rum Jungle is the one I miss the most.
I was too young for Rum Jungle. So I went when they changed it, I think, to Empire. I think I went there once. But other than that, no.
You said you had a bad experience.
I did. I went through the doors and they were checking my bag and they pulled out my birth control and they thought I had like ecstasy. And I was like, no, it's not drugs.
right.
But
I need this for when I do
No. A lot of people texting and saying, no, the answer is Cowboys.
Okay.
Which, is that sign still up outside of that building that says Cowboys?
It's not just bars that we're missing, though.
No, there's a lot of restaurants that people are texting in about. Like, I remember growing up and going to Johnny Rockets when that was in West Edmonton Mall.
Great milkshakes, right?
They had the best milkshakes, and you'd put money in the jukebox, and then everyone that was working had to get up on the bar and dance to the YMCA. And I just think back, I was the worst kid. I was putting money in all the time. These poor people had to dance like three times every time I would go there, and they were probably hungover. They were probably teenagers just trying to make some extra money.
Can you imagine how annoying that would be? I remember the birthday song that we used to have to sing all the time at Kelsey's when I was a server, and like as soon as I'd hear the clapping start, I'd pretend I have to go to the bathroom.
The Kelsey's shut down in St. Albert. That was heartbreaking for my family. It's the only place we ever went when we went out for a fancy dinner. I'd get the dinosaur-shaped chicken fingers. And speaking of chicken fingers, a lot of people texting in that they miss Zellers. Hands down, the best chicken strips I've ever had. They'd always be too hot, but they were the best.
All right. And Playdium seems to be coming up a lot on the text line. That was a pretty rad place.
Oh, yes.
Hit us up at 780-784-7107 with what you miss that used to be in Edmonton and is no longer.
This text here says, my husband is screaming the Globe. And it's so true. Remember that haunted? It was haunted?
Was it?
Yes.
All right.
So good. Yeah.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Thank you for checking out the show. Time for Flower Shop Friday, where we prank phone call an unsuspecting florist and see what dumb things we can get them to write on a card. So, gentleman won $60 million from Edmonton, hey?
Like, that's too much money. You don't need all of it. Can't you share it?
I think it is too much money because I think everyone and their dog is going to start reaching out and asking for money, right?
Like I said, I've already poked him on Facebook.
Poked him.
Just kidding. Is that still a thing?
I have no idea. But anyway, I'm not sure if you knew this, but I'm actually his cousin.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, Flores Costa speaking. May I help you?
Pretty good, thanks. You?
Good.
I was just wondering if you could fill out a card for me. I'd like some flowers delivered to my cousin, Vaughn.
V-A-U-G-H-N?
No, Vaughn. B-O-N, I think.
B-O-N?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Congrats on the $60 million, cousin.
Cousin?
Mm-hmm. Remember me?
Remember me?
I said I'd give you a kidney if you ever needed one.
If you ever needed one.
And said you could have private relations with all of my girlfriends.
With all my girlfriends?
That's right.
All right.
And then just sign it with Ryder. Your cousin, Ryder.
Your cousin, Ryder. And that's spelled R-Y?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then can you just read that back to me, make sure we got it?
Bon, congratulations on the $60 million cousin. Remember me? I said I would give you a kidney if you ever needed one. And said you could have private relations with all my girlfriends. Your cousin, Ryder.
Perfect. Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday. You have struggled in the kitchen in the past.
Yes.
Understatement.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically with baking, though, right?
I just can't get anything right. Like, even when I lived at my parents' house, I tried to make banana muffins for one of my friends on her birthday. And I accidentally used powdered sugar instead of flour. So I made banana toffee and ruined my mom's oven.
Yeah.
So that was bad. I recently tried to make banana bread, didn't have sour cream, which the recipe called for. And I was following it like meticulously.
Right.
So I subbed in some mayo because it's like the same thing, right?
Yeah. I had to eat it with mustard on it for it to taste proper.
Some lettuce. a little bit of ham.
Made a little banana bread BLT. But you have big news to share.
I have a big announcement.
Yeah.
I made banana bread yesterday and it is perfect.
Congratulations.
I've been handing out slices all day.
I liked what your friend said in your group chat that you mentioned.
She said, you're still trying to bake, hey?
Why are you still trying
to bake? She's like, haven't you given up by now? I'm like, no, because the banana bread recipe is one of the most simple recipes in the world. You should be able to make banana bread.
Right.
I'm 29 years young.
Yeah, and you know what?
Yesterday was my first day.
It feels good because a lot of people really feel embarrassed when they have failures in the kitchen, right? Like, well, I know it's been harder on you than it should be. Like, I've seen you cry about baking that hasn't turned out.
Yeah, like one time I made banana bread and I used too much salt.
Mm-hmm,
and it just
way too much.
It was so salty.
Yeah,
and I had a breakdown and I cried even more salt into it because there were tears.
Yeah, like I had to drink it with a glass of water.
Yeah, and thank you so much for always pulling through and like trying my food.
Well, I just want to congratulate you. This banana bread is absolutely terrific.
Big day for me. Big day.
Big day. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you go grab me another piece, actually?
Yeah.
Okay, I normally don't interrupt the music. I just wanted to let you all know something. Lisa's out of the room now, getting me another piece of banana bread. She left for the gym. She thought her banana bread was done. It wasn't. I had to put it back in the oven. But please don't tell her. She's so proud of herself, okay? Just thought you guys would find that interesting.
Wow, just an overwhelming response on the text line of people congratulating me on making the best banana bread ever. It's the first time I've ever perfected a recipe.
Mm. So good.
I'm so happy to be here. Just call me Martha. It's fine. It's fine. I get it.
Thank you for all the texts. Appreciate it. Time for the dumb criminal of the day. Medicine Hat, Alberta is where this guy comes from.
And this was all caught on camera.
Yeah. So a guy looking a little sketchy goes into a gas station. Police officer sees this and is like, what's up with that guy? I'm going to follow him in. So good intuition. The officer's standing in line right behind this guy. And he tries to use a stolen credit card.
Keep in mind, this guy's only buying a Red Bull. Really needed some wings that day. If only he actually got wings, he could fly away from the scene of the crime.
Yeah, thieving gets tiring, I would imagine.
I bet.
Anyway, so he tries to use his fake credit card. It gets flagged. So that just means the person working the till gets notified. Like, this is a stolen credit card. Contact police immediately. Normally, the teller would then have to pick up the phone and call the police, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much. All she did was, like, look behind the guy and say, officer, this guy's using a stolen credit card, but he gets cuffed immediately. So he stole a credit card, tried to use it 7 seconds later.
It's one of those situations where the guy's at the till. He then sees that there's a cop behind him, and then he tries to tap the card. Because if you were to say, oh, never mind, I'm good, you seem way more guilty
right
than trying to use a credit card swiftly and walking out. Yeah, it didn't work.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Some genius took every second beat out of All Star by Smash Mouth, and now it sounds like a polka song, and it's sick.
It's so good.
Okay, so the start doesn't sound great. Here's just a little bit of it.
Somebody told me we'll go home. Ain't that foolish?
All right, but wait until the beat drops. This is awesome.
It just makes me so happy.
And it makes me want to dance so hard with an elderly woman.
Some polka.
Get some polka going, yeah.
So?
I tried it with a few other songs to see if it was like maybe this hack on how to turn every song into polka. Not so much.
No, we tried though.
Mm-hmm. Forgot about Dre. I mean, I probably still listen to it.
I like the beginning, but then it just sounds like your CD is skipping.
And then, what do we try next?
We tried Blue by Eiffel 65.
Yeah. No.
No.
Sounds exactly the same, actually.
It kind of gave me a headache.
You know what did kind of work? Pony by Genuine. But none of them were anywhere near as good as this. I don't know.
It's so good.
If that doesn't make you happy, like, you should probably get some medication for it. Right?
Ooh, this song makes me happy, too.
Announcing something new coming up in 3 minutes.
107.7. Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.